from the Kash of Tosus regarding Esed Okalosis, saying that why is it that the Gemara searches for the Makar? Isn't there an obvious example of Yibum? Yibum is Docha Disra Veshasach. And maybe one could argue that means Esed Okalosis say, even if indeed that involves an Isser Kare, so Tosus says no. The rewrites, it cannot serve as a source because Yibum is Mitzvasavakach, Viev Shubi Inyan Achim. What exactly does that mean? Maybe at first glance it sounds like it's hutra, it sounds like it's built in. You take a look at the Menchasinuch in Reish Samachdal. Reish Samachdal, Menchasinuch is Tumas Kohanim, where the Menchasinuch discusses at length, Tumas Kohanim, Hutra, Duchuya. And in that context, in Osches, the Menchasinuch writes, and take a look at the Tosos, Yivam was Gimel Bey, is that Yivam was Hutra. Yivam is Hutra. Well, that's what it sounds like on its face, that it's Vasavakak, Yevshadin Acher, sounds like it's something which is Hutra. But when you see the Tosos and it continue, it's hard to say that really is the Shita of Tosos, because the Tosos and that Heim with Bey's Dramasko Kula is bothered by the following. Ultimately, we're going to assume the source of Esidar Philosophy comes from Kalayim and Tzitzis, and that's going to be a klal for Dini HaTorah. How can that be a klal? After all, there's something weak about the Isser of Kilayim. And if something is weak, if you have an Isser that's sometimes here, sometimes there, Hutram Lechlala, Hutram Lechlala. Therefore, that's an indicator that it is not a universal Isser, and you have to be careful about allowing that to be a Binyanav or a Memotzinu. So Tosa says, how can you learn from Kilayim and Tzitzis the klal of Esed Ochalosa say, it's hutra mechlalo eitzel bigdei gurum. Oh, and therefore that should compromise the limud. So the Ri says, mamish the Ri, our Ri, the Ri says, it's not true, that's not hutra mechlalo, because the fact that bigdei kuna, the mitzvah slavisha, the kiyum avoda, but the fact that bigdei kuna allows shaknez, that's not hutra mechlalo, that also is because of esed ochalosasei. Wow, that also is part of the dechia of esed ochalosasei. Wow. That's a stunning machlokas. We're going to see at length, that Rambam, the very end of Hilchos Kalayim, very good, halacha lamed beis. The Rambam writes the following, but Kohen, don't you dare wear big day kuna, shlo b'shas avoda. Because after all, you know what? The avoda is matir isra of Kilayim. So Kohen is going to wear big day kuna, shlo b'shas avoda. If he does that, you know what the Rambam writes? Look at Malkus daraisa, loka mipnei ha'avnet shiva. The Ravid has a couple of asagas. Asaga number one is the Ravid think that's wrong. That's wrong. What do you mean? There's Malkus for climbing big day kahuna. That's wrong. And that extends even Shalom B'Shas Avod. Wow. Even Shalom B'Shas Avod. But also something you have to think about. Even if something is Hutra, outside of the Mizgeres of the Mitzvah, it's also Hutra. But the Ravid says it's clear there's no Isser of Kilayim, even Shalom B'Shas Avod. Even Shalom B'Shas Avod. Okay, so I'll have to discuss. But the Rambam writes, no. The limitation for a Kohen to wear big day kuna is very limited. No, the allowance is very limited. It's only b'shas avoda. Only b'shas avoda. And then the Ravid is bothered. Why is the Rambam picking on Avnate? If you're really going to tell me there's a shaknez problem, Avnate is one example. But Choshen, Eifod, only the Avnate has shaknez. What about the Choshen? What about the Eifod? Well, you know, maybe an incredible possibility in the Rambam. When the Rambam is talking about this problem, you need the avoda to be matir, the Rambam is talking about a Kohen Hedyot. A Kohen Hedyot. Wow. A Kohen Hedyot, the only beged that is problematic is the Avni. Chosh and Eifod, that's Big Day Kohen Gadol. Big Day Kohen Gadol. Is the halacha the same? Is the halacha really the same? A Kohen Gadol is only allowed to wear Big Day Kohen Gadol, B'Shas Avoda, B'Shas Avoda. Maybe that's not true at all. If you limit the Rambam to Kohen Hedyot, so it's beautiful, no? That's what the Rambam says, the only problematic garment indeed is considered to be the Avnet. Well, so the Rambam writes, you can only do it in the Miskeres of the Mitzvah of Avodah. So the rewrites, Heimut Beis, that's because of Esed Ochalosasei. Esed, what's necessary for Avodah, then yes, beyond that, then not. Esed Ochalosasei. So therefore, that's not called Hutra Mechlalo. That's part of the Esed Ochalosasei. That the Mitzvah, whether it's Big Day Kuna or it's Tzitzis, is Midoch, it is Serb Kalayim. And the Dechi is limited to the Shas HaMitzvah. The Shas HaMitzvah. That's not called Hutra Mechlalo. That's not called Terech Melalo. Oh, so now the Ri is bothered by the following. If the fact that a Kohen wears Big Day Kuna is not called Hutra Mechlalo, that's because of Esed Ochalosa, say, So why isn't that the source of Esed HaKalosa saying? You know, Kalaim and Tzitzis, you know, but that's already Jerusha. Smuchim, when do we assume? When do you not assume? Is it Muchat that that's Kalaim and Big Day Kuna? You don't need Smuchim for that, no? Kalaim is Big Day Kuna. So if you're arguing that that is Batara's Esed HaKalosa saying, let that be the source of Esed HaKalosa saying. Kalaim Big Day Kuna. Forget about the Smichus. Kalaim Big Day Kuna doesn't require any Smichus. That's what Big Day Kuna is. So that's what the rewrites, that you know what? That's the same problem as Yibum. The exact same sheet of the read. Big day kuna, it's mitzvah sabakach, v'yev shebinin acher. Mitzvah sabakach, v'yev shebinin acher. So you see clearly from the read, incredible. Mitzvah sabakach, v'yev shebinin acher, but that's not called Hutra. That's not called Hutra. All of this works within the Niskeres of Bechuyah. And you need the mitzvah to be matir, even though mitzvah sabakach, v'yev shebinin acher. But it's only Bechuyah. It's only Bechuyah. That's Mefurish. And that Be'im Abeis. And the rewrites, just like when it comes to Yibum. In other words, our read that says mitzvah sabakach v'yev shebinin acher does not necessarily mean a miskeres of Hutra. It means duchuya, but you know what? This is a form of duchuya which is self-evident, because v'yev shebinin acher, and you have no right to overreach, and to derive a principle of an esed HaKalosa say when it is even efshur v'yev acher. So that's the difficulty. So what you see for our purpose is very clear, that the Ri is assuming that Yibum, Ishasach, is Dechuya. But it's a form of Dechuya, which is Yev Shevin Acher. So if you're going to use this as a model for Esed HaKalosa, say, you're pegging yourself in. No, you're limited to Dechuya, where literally it's Yev Shevin Acher. But that's not Utra. That's Kemat Mufurish. And we suggested yesterday, that also is Mefurish and Chesed based, because Tosus is bothered by the problem that the Rishonim raised, that why in the world, when it comes to cases of Chavi Lavan, do we say only be Rishonim be Yishniya Chafma based? When it comes to Yibum, that certainly is not true. What's the difference between classic Yibum and when a Kohen Gadol does Yibum? So I would say the obvious answer is as follows. No, when the Kohen Gadol does Yibum, that's Esed HaKalosa say. That's a very limited matir. That's the mitzvah. Yibum is more than that. Yibum is, what's that more than that? Hutra. That's exactly the Tosis Yishanim. Chesam Abeis, Os Aleph. But the Tosis Yishanim writes, this is Hutra. If it's Hutra, guess what? Even Biyu Shnia is permitted. There's no Isra Veishasach B'mokom Yibum. But you can't really say that there is no Isra Vanal Kohen Gadol, despite the fact that there's an Isra, there's an override, and that override is something which is very limited. That's what the Tosis Yishanim writes, Chesam Abeis. That's the Yad Ramah, Sanhedrin, Dafnun, Gimel Abeis. That's not what Tosus writes. Tosus raises this kasha, and Tosus doesn't give the crisp answer that there's a difference in Hutra and Dechuya. You know what Tosus says? Svarahu. It doesn't sound reasonable. That the whole parsha of Yibum would mean one Maisabiyah, minimally what's necessary, maybe only a Tchilas Biyah, and then get divorced. That's the whole parsha of Yibum. It doesn't sound reasonable to be the case. Just like Tosu said, it doesn't sound reasonable to Beis Amaralev to say, you know what, two brothers married two sisters, wait, decades for something that may never happen. A person's wife will die, and now you can do Yibum. No, that doesn't make sense. That's not Drached Drachei Noam, and therefore, that cannot be what the Torah is saying. That, you know, Yivam Olev, and then Nasi Shechodavar, and Gerushim. Nasi Shechodavar, the purpose of Gerushim. It doesn't sound that indeed should be reasonable. But Bedav Katosos does not say the question is a non-starter, because you're comparing two things that are so dissimilar. You're comparing an Esed HaKalosa, say, with Hutra, and therefore there's no Tzadah Shavah Shabahem. That's something which is very, very critical. That's the Rashban Kedushin, the Chaf Aleph Medeis, when it comes to Yifas Tor. Now, usually mention this in the Chumash here, not in Barshas Kiseitze. No, that's that Rashban Kedushin and the Chaf Aleph. Right? That's critical. Now, the Gemara raises the following issue. Komi Mal Yifas Tor. Okay, Rav says the following Kiddush. Bi Rishona, everyone is going to agree as much. After all, lo dibra Torah el kneged etzara. But what's going to happen after Rabbi Rishon? You know what? She's a Gioris. And a Gioris is forbidden to the... Let's assume Tosus is Shita. Simple. Now, let's say Rov Rishon. Really, 2 days in Yerushalmi. But Rov Rishon. Now, that the Maisa, the initiative that occurs, is before Gerus, before Gerus. And after that's done, then she undergoes the process of Gerus. You know what that means? That now she's a Gioris, who's a Sula Kohen. So do I say, you know what, this isn't going to work? This isn't going to work? How is it that we're imat to this or Gerus the Kohen? So Rav says the Chiddush. No, that still is okay. Hold history. You know what, that this is not something we would allow. There's an Isser which is involved in Yifas Torah. But you know what the answer is? There's a Matir. Lo Dibra Torah Ela Keneged Yisah Harav. You know what? If there's a Matir, we can expand the Matir. Hold history. Wow. If it's Matir Isser A, or Matir Isser B. If it's Matir the Isser for Yisrael, it's going to be Matir the Isser of Gerus Lakovin as well. That's something which is striking. So that's what the Rashba discusses. When do you say this principle of hold history? So the Rashba, in Yibum, yeah, we say not only Birishona, but you know what? Nasiz Yichodavar. In Chayve Lavim, Kohen Gadol, the Rashi writes, we don't say hold history. We say, you know what, only one Maisabia, and everything else is us, and Midravana, not even that. Now, we don't say hold history. Oh, the Rashi goes a step further. What about, Yom Pei Gimel. Pikuach Nefesh. A person has to eat on Yom Kippur. Misha of Sobomis. You know what the Yisod is? Okay, maybe one has to be careful how exactly you measure, but there's no hold history. We do not say that, you know what, once you're eating, and the Torah is Matra Achin Yom Kippur, no problem. Machino Sahaja Tashiv Nafsha. You know what? You know, if there's no longer a Tzarech, we're done. We don't argue that if a Heter is Chal, that somehow the Isser is Paka. The Rashba writes, how do you understand all this? In Yibum, yes. When it comes to Aman HaLakayim Gadol, no. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, no. And when it comes to Yifas Torah, Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Like, how do you process all that? So that's what the Rashba writes, the Hagdara. That's pretty incredible. When it comes to Duchuya, you cannot say whole history. Duchuya. You need the mitzvah to be matir, and therefore, Shaloba Makom Mitzvah, you don't say, oh, more? No, you don't overreach. And the Rashba Shita, Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is only Duchuya. So therefore, only Achatasha Nasha. There's no whole history whatsoever. Wow. That's important. Aman of the Kohen Gadol is an Esed Ophalosase. An Esed Ophalosase, that's Duchuya. And there's no whole history. Okay. Yibam itself, that's not the classic case of Duchuya. And therefore, I'm going to apply a principle of old history. Wow. Yibum, yes. But Pikuach Nefesh, not. Wow, really fancy. What would you say about Yifas Torah? You know, Yifas Torah, that's like the unique challenge. When I want to know whether something is, let's say, Kutra Duchuya, you know, the first time I asked myself, we started this yesterday, built in, no? If something is built in by definition, by essence, I would say the Muskel Rishon is that something which is like Kutra. You know, all things being aside, the Tosas Daf A. If something is not, there happens to be an incidental clash, so true. Maybe it could be, but then I would say, you know, you have to demonstrate that that's true. But when something is true by essence, isn't that? So you know what I would say, the Muskel Rishon. Kilayim and Tzitzis, I would call that the Kliya. Kilayim and Big Day Kuna, I would say my gut reaction is, that's something which should really be Hutra. Something which should be Hutra. Okay, because by definition it's true. Yibum sounds great. Kohen Gadol, of course that's not Butchra. That there's no essential class between Yibum and Yisrim of a Kohen Gadol. Why? It can clash, it can coincide. In Hechatzinza, that certainly is true. So if you judge by that, you know, is there an inherent tension? You know what I will tell you? Then I will tell you Rav. When it comes to Yifas Torah, you know what? The parish of Yifas Torah involves an Issa. Well, of course, that's what Yifas Torah is, no? That by definition, is the parish of Yifas Torah is a matir. It's being matir in Issa. Like, he was matir in Issa Veshazah. Yifas Torah is being matir Yisrebiya. Matir Yisrebiya. Not so clear why that is indeed true. We discussed before, no? Pani Abala Pnuya? Is that so obvious? That's an Issa Daraisa? No. We had that Tosus, Yivamasdav. Design of A's, can you have Mamzeris with the B.S. Eter? No? What do you mean? Akum Baba Yisrael, the Vada is considered to be kosher. Oh, the Rashi, the Ritva. Yifas Torah isn't just a case of, you know, an Akum Baba Yisrael, the Ben Yisrael with a Goya. This is Mamish Beferhesia. This is a huge spectacle. No? You know what a spectacle is called when it comes to Yisrei Biya? Parshas Pinchas. No. Kanaim Pogimbo. That already is Halacha Moshe Nisina. That's a Din D'Oraisa. That's not just talking about, you know, a Maisa Biya that's in them. That's talking about something which is the Parhesia, Kanaim Pogimbo. Oh, that's a Kiddush. In Parshas Pinchas, there was a brazen act with Parhesia. Here, it's Peshas Mochama, where the Rashi and the Ritva write that everyone is aware of why it is that this Yifas Tovar is being taken. That has a din of a Parhesia. And therefore, I would have said that that's forbidden in HaTorah. So you know what? Yifas Tovar is Matir. It's a Matir. It's a Matir. Lo Dibre Torah El Keneged Yitzhar Hara. So is the Heter Mufurish? Of course. But that's the whole Parsha. The whole Parsha is, the Torah is allowing. The Torah is being Matir. So what Rav says is very reasonable. When you have something that is true by essence, I would apply the principle of Hovishtar Ishtari. But you know what? Ooh, there's something to catch here. No. Yibum Gavaldik. No, that's a mitzvah Rav. That's a mitzvah. Here, here. Lo Dibrito Yetzahara. You know? The Heter is Mufurish Bakra, but it's an accommodation. A mitzvah Rabbah. Not a far from a mitzvah Rabbah. You know what? The Torah is leveraging. The Torah is leveraging. So that's the Chiddush of Shmua. The whole Vishnu can apply the Makom Mitzvah, of course. Makom Mitzvah certainly is true. When you're dealing with Yifas Tovar, on the one hand, the Heter is Mufurish. On the other hand, it's an accommodation. Do you apply the concept of whole Vishnu Ishtri under such a tzivah? Well, that's very, very important. And then you have Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan, the Kovetz Aras on Siman Tes, that writes the other Ishtri. If there's no Isser, there's no way in the world you're going to say Hol Vishtar Ishtri. What do you mean Hol Vishtri? What do you mean? And if I can take a walk on Shabbos, I can drive on Shabbos. So, what do you mean? That's Hol Vishtar Ishtri. But where's the... If there's no Isser and there's no Matir, how can you say Hol Vishtar Ishtri? So Bochanan writes what might sound ironic. If you're going to tell me that Yibum is so extreme that there's no Isser of Eishasach, then you're not going to be allowed to apply the principle of Hol Vishtar Ishtri. Hol Vishtar Ishtri is very subtle. That's tier B. No? If there is no Isser, you're not going to say Hol Vishtar Ishtri. If there is an Isser, but the Heter is Dechuya, you're not going to say Hol Vishtar Ishtri. Well, if the Heter is Hutra, Hutra is Hol Vishtar Ishtri. That's a fascinating test in Afkamina. The two extremes will not allow it for opposite reasons. Built in because there's no Isser, and Dechuya because the Heter is weak. And therefore, it doesn't have the strength to be able to argue Hol Vishtar Ishtri. That's a very important, a very delicate balance. That if something is built in, you're not going to say Hol Vishtar Ishtri. For example, you have a Kohen who is a Nazir. He's allowed to Metame the Krovim. Why not say, well, the fact that Krovim would be Matu this or Tumas Kohenim, Hol Vishtar Ishtri. Rabbi Chanan writes, you know, the answer is that Rashi, that Krovim is built in. And even Tosus who disagrees with Rashi, Tosus disagrees about this mitzvah. But Krovim, Tosus agrees, is built in. Kim l'shera korovilo. If that means there's no Isser Tumas Konim, Makom Krovim, you can't say Hol Vishtar Ishtri. For a Korov, no. For a Nazir, yes. A Kohen, who is a Nazir. For Makom Korov, there's no Hol Vishtar Ishtri. That's a very, very important yourself, no? So that, again, is the Chiddush of the possibilities of Yibum, and then that Ramban. The Ramban that writes that Yibum is not even Hutra. Yibum is a step beyond the Dabra Hayatza Min HaKlal. And we're very familiar with this reasoning of the Ramban. That was the Ramban in the Mochamos and Beit Sandaf Yud Gimel and Daf Yerif. That was the Ramban in Parshas Emor, Perechav Gimel Pasuk Zayin, where the Ramban writes, realize, that's how you should approach Melechus HaKonekesh. It's not that Simchus Yantif is Dochen Yisra Melecha. It's not that Simchus Yantif is Matir Nisim Melecha. It's that the definition of Melechus Yantif is Melechus Avoda, as opposed to Melechus Shabbos, which is Kol Melecha. All Melechus is forbidden on Shabbos, on Yantif, that's not true. Only Melechus Avoda is Asura. Unbelievable. And if something is called Melechus Olcho Nefesh, it is not called Melechus Avoda, and therefore it was never Aser. Never Aser. It's not that Simchus Yantif is Matir. It's not that Simchus Yantif is Matir. This is the Hagdara of Melechus Avoda as opposed to Melechus Olcho Nefesh, as opposed to Kol Melecha. That's incredible. In other words, Malach Esoch HaNefesh is not Duchli, it's not Hutra, it's a Dabar Yatzah Min HaKlal. Just like the Ramban writes about Yibam in Torah Sa'odam, the Ramban writes here, the Machamas in Parshas Emor, when it comes to Och HaNefesh, Och HaNefesh. Oh, that's something which is stunning. No? Ooh. There were three sheets of Malach Esoch HaNefesh. Rashi, Chav Gimel Bei is only Duchliya, Duran, Naftes and Dabirif, Dabir Beis and Dabirif, Hutra, and the Ramban, step beyond Hutra. There's no Isser. There's no Isser. What's an Afkamin Hutra and Dukuya? Efshir Yefshir Lekayim Shneihem. That's that Rashi, Beis HaKav Gimel Beis. That even if something is called Melech HaSelf on Efesh, but if you could have done it before Yantif, you have to do it before Yantif. It's Efshir Lekayim Shneihem. In Poshim Shan Rashi, there would be an Isser Daraisa to do Melech HaSelf on Efesh on Yantif if you could have done so before Yantif. Wow. In Tosus, the Ran writes, that's not true. Melech HaSelf on Efesh is mutter even Malkom She'efshir Lekayim Shneihem. Wow. That's a huge nafkamina, but you're dechuya. What's a nafkamina, let's say, between Och HaNefesh being Hutra and Ramban? Ooh, so I'll tell you my focus, the Ramban, Lashita, say no. Remember from last year, no? Yabez and Abez. Yabez and Abez and Dap Yerif. Here's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi writes, where do you draw the line? What is considered to Melech HaSelf HaNefesh and what is not? Where do you draw the line exactly? Exactly. This is, this isn't. This isn't. Oh, so Yerushalmi, Tosus, Beit Zafkim, Omer Aleph. You know what? Oh, the Torah tells us the following, that, you know, Melech HaSelf HaNefesh, Unushmartim Es HaMatzos, Lisha Ve'Elech. Lisha Ve'Elech. Lisha Ve'Elech. Anything from the kneading process and beyond, that's called Melech HaSelf HaNefesh. Anything before them, no, that's not true. So Kotzer, no, but Afia, yes, Lisha's the Kalachon. I'll ask you a huge question, no? That halacha, Mishas Lisha Ve'elach, is that a din d'araisa, is that a din d'rabbana? Is that a din d'araisa, is that a din d'rabbana? Not so clear. Guess what? That's our focus, the Ran and the Ramban. The Ran says d'rabbana, Ramban says d'araisa. Whoa, that's beautifully what she does. Beautifully what she does. Meaning one. The Ran writes, yes, it's a malacha, but Simchas Yantif, Och HaNefesh, is matir. It's matir. Why would I say that Simchas Yantif is matir cooking, but Simchas Yantif is not matir picking? No? You can cook. It takes me hours to cook. How long does it take to pick? To pick a fruit? Seconds. What do you mean? Picking is asa, kotzer? And Bishul Nafi is mutter, why would you say that that's true? Maybe you can say the following, you know what? Because usually I cook for the coming meal. That's called Leches Asuda. I usually don't harvest for the coming meal. No? Oh, we're hungry? Let's go to the field and harvest. No? Usually harvesting you do en masse, in much larger quantities. Ktsira is normally not done Ba'ad Hasuda. It's done Lachar Zman. Lachar. You know what the Ran writes? Ready for this? Pretty incredible. You're right. That's a beautiful deal. You know what the Ran writes? Mepurish. Yabez and Daperif. That's only a Din Rabbanan. Because if Simchas Yantif is Matir, so therefore it should be Matir Kotze. So you know what the Ran writes? Midrash it is Matir Kotze. But Midrabbanan, the Chamim said, things you normally do in mass, lachar zman, midra banana. Wow. So that's the chiddush of the Ran. Lisha Ve'elach is only din Ramban. Because if it's hutra should apply even a kotzer as well. Ramban disagrees and writes that's a din d'araisa. Yeah, of course that's a din d'araisa, no? We're not talking about hutra, we're not talking about tuchuya. We're talking about what is the definition of kol melacha as opposed to meleches avod. You know what the answer is? That Meleches Avod is Aser and Yantif as opposed to Meleches Asuda. Meleches Avod is the Hagdara of Yisra Melech and Yantif. Meleches Hasuda, let me use another word, Meleches Elf HaNefesh. Meleches Hasuda, that is Mutter. How do you distinguish between Meleches Asuda and Meleches Avod? You know what the answer is? Melecha, which is done, right, in a more immediate sense for the meal, whoa, that's Melech HaSasuda. Melech which is done, Ma'achar Zman, That's called Meleches Avoda. Meaning Kotzer is Meleches Avoda. And Bishul is Meleches Asuda. That's a Dinder Rabbanan. You know what the Rabban writes? That's the most basic Hadar when it comes to Meleches Yantin. That, of course, is a din daraisa. Wow. So that Nafkina will tell you, whoa. That's something which is beautiful. The Shita Aseh. No? That's the Chiddush. The Ramban writes, these are important Yisodos. Sometimes you have a Dover HaYotza Min HaKlal. It is not Bichlal HaIsa. It is not Bichlal HaAveira. For example, Meleches Ocho Nefesh, or Eishes Ach, or Avodas HaKarbanos on Shabbos, or Rashi's case of Tumas Kohanim. Those are the Ramban's examples where you have something which is built-in exclusion, something which is a davar hayatzam and a cloud, which is not even hutra. Wow. And the chiddush thing, you know what? So I'm looking for something that can serve, as Esed Ochelosa is saying. Where do you look exactly? Oh, so I'll tell you the problem. If something is duchuya, that's kavaldik, no? That's mamish shabbat b'shabbat, that's mamish bim b'mina. I want to derive a principle of Esed Ochelosa, say. So the source should be something which is the Kliya. Oh, so maybe that's great. You know, maybe the source is Kelaim and Tzitzis. Maybe Kelaim and Tzitzis is the Kliya. And therefore, that's the source of Esed Ochelosos. That would be great. Let's take the other extreme. You have something which is Dari Yatzam and Aklau. How can a Dari Yatzam and Aklau serve as the concept of Esed Ochelosos? That's absolutely not true. That's why, that you know what? Yibum cannot serve as the source of Esed Ochelosos. Just like Tumas Kohanim Lagabe Krogim cannot serve as a basis of Esed Ochelosos, eh? Of course not. Just like the Ramban writes, right? Avodas HaKarbanos on Shabbos cannot serve as a basis of Esed Ochelosos, eh? Because those are all cases that are built in. I would tell you the same thing as when it comes to Meleches Ocho Nefesh. That's not. The essay is Doche. What do you mean? Yantav is 11 an essay? And Esed Ochelosos essay? This is not within the Nisgeres HaMalacha. This is called Meleches Asuda. This is not called Meleches Avoda. Wow, that's great. What if you have something which is Hutra? What if you have something which is Hutra? Not Lonemra, not Duchuya, but Hutra? Maybe intuitively one could say, well, how can that serve as a basis of Esed Ochelosos? How do you jump from Hutra to Duchuya? Okay. Or maybe one could argue, we're going to have to learn more. But wait a second. If indeed that even in cases of Hutra, the Isser is Bimkoma only, but the mitzvah overrides, so maybe one indeed could argue that could serve as a basis of the Miskeres of Esed Ochelosos. Maybe there could be subtle differences. Sometimes we're going to say the mitzvah is Doche, even in a case where it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneyim. Sometimes maybe we'll argue that it's only Doche when it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneyim. Yeah, but that's the difference in degree. We'll have to see when yes, when no. But in broader strokes, there are both examples of where one is docha the other. And you know what? I'm going to tell you a very great chiddush. That maybe Hutra can serve as a source for Nesed Ochelosos. Yesh b'pama sayimana. If sometimes the Torah says a mitzvah can be matir even if it's avoidable, so certainly, a mitzvah can be matir in Yisr where it's unavoidable. Unavoidable. But all that is within the Miskeres of Nesir Ochelosos. Why do I stress this? Because that Ramban, Torah Sadam, Adabri Yatsam Al-Kal cannot serve as Nesir Ochelosos. But what is the source of Nesir Ochelosos? You know what the answer is? Kalaim and Tzitzis, the Ramban and Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis, Dramasul Daminan, Kalaim and Tzitzis, the Sutra. Kalaim and Tzitzis, the Sutra. Wow. And yet it's serving as the basis of Esed Ochelosos. I would have to learn more about this, no? But you know what the answer is? There are different forms of Hutra. Sometimes Hutra can mean there is an Isser, but the essay is the okay. And sometimes it can mean that there's no Isser whatsoever. There's no Isser whatsoever entirely. Wow. And Ramban's Chiddush is a davar yotzem and a cloud cannot serve as the basis of Esed Ochelosos, eh? But the Ramban will allow for Hutra to serve as the basis of Esed Ochelosos. That's Ramban and Shabbos. Kuf Lamed Beis, we're going to see the Ramban and Daf Eni Ramos, seems to say differently. Because here in Yevamos Daf Hey, the Rambam quotes Rabbeinu Tam Shita that Kilayim and Tzitzis is Hutra, and the Rambam is bother, how can that be? If it's Hutra, how can it be a source of Esed HaKalos HaSeh? That we're going to have to discuss. What exactly was the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam said three striking Chedushim. Menachos Daf Men. Let's assume, for example, it is night. And let's assume there's no mitzvah tzitzis at night. Are you allowed to wear that garment? Hey, this is a linen garment with wool tzitzis. But there is no mitzvah tzitzis balayla. You know Rabbi Natan says? Yes. Yes. Can a woman go ahead and wear this garment? Can a woman wear this garment? Wow, wow. Because, Tosus Daf Dalet. No? We'll have to see why. But a woman is included in Klein. The woman is not including the mitzvah tzitzis. So can a woman go ahead and wear a garment, it's a linen garment, with wool tzitzis, can she wear this? Mitzvah. She's not obligated in the mitzvah at all. That's Tosfos Kasha. If you have smuchim, how can you argue that women are obligated in klaim and not obligated in tzitzis? Doesn't smuchim mean a hekesh that what is true of A is true of B? That's Tosfos Kasha. No? Talk about, but that's the bottom line. Women are not chayiv in tzitzis, women are obligated in shatnez. How do you know women are obligated in Shabbos? What does Tosfos say? Oh, remember the Gemara based it off your Dalet? Wow, based it off your Dalet. The Gemara discusses, you know, can you go ahead and give a Begad of Shabbos on Yom Tov? You know what the Gemara says? It has no purpose. It has no purpose. You can't wear it. Oh, so that's Tosfos' deal. Here, no, you've almost off Dalet. That means a woman can't wear it. Because a woman could wear it. Why does the Gemara say it? It has no utility. No utility. That's Tosfos' raya that women are chayiv in klaim. No? Tosfos says that here. No? They see a dollar. Okay. So, can a woman wear this garment? If a woman wears tzitzis, you know what? There's a kiyum mitzvah. There's a kiyum mitzvah. But she's not obligated in. Is that enough? Is that enough to be doche? Is that enough to be doche? Wow. Rabbeinu Tam says absolutely yes. Let's say, for example, you're borrowing a garment. You're borrowing a garment. It's not ksuscha. So there is no chiyuv in tzitzis. But you know what? This garment, this linen garment, will tzitzis. Am I go ahead and allowed to wear this garment, violating shatnez, where it is not, if you're going to tell me, the chetz is mufka from, you know what Rabbeinu Tam says in all three of those cases? Yes, yes, and yes. That's stunning. No? Yes, yes, and yes. That, you know what? There's no Yisra of Klein that applies even Balayli, even for Nashim, even for Begad Sholei. Wow. Those are great, great traditions. The Ramban here, Daf Hey, is Marchet. So that means it's not working with an Esed HaKalos HaSeh. That means a Tutra. And how can that serve as a model of? Wow. So take a look. There's a steering Ramban. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis, right against the Ramban and Yevamos about what exactly is the basis of the Heter. But one thing is clear. If it's going to serve as a source of any form of dechia, we're not dealing with a davar ayatzim in a cloud. Because if something is a ayatzim in a cloud, you know what? There's no holdish history, there's no basis of dechia. It cannot serve as an esed HaKalos HaSeh. Wow. So this is what we'll have to discuss. If yibum is a ayatzim in a cloud, cannot serve. If yibum is a case of dechuya, you know what? Oh, that should be a great model for esed HaKalos HaSeh. If Yim was considered to be that which is Hutra, we're going to have to discuss that fundamental machlokes, can the Miskeris of Hutra serve as a basis of Esed HaKalos HaSeh? That's all part of that Rav Chanan, right? In Simintis. One additional fundamental point is as follows. In order to suggest that Yim be a source of Esed HaKalos HaSeh, you know what that seems to indicate? The mitzvah of Yibam is not. The mitzvah of Yibam is not. What exactly does that mean? The mitzvah, typically it means the following in the performance of the mitzvah. You know, the iser is subject to an override, the iser is suspended. Okay. It isn't so obvious that I understand that in the broader strokes, in order lahakim shem lachiv hameis, there is no iser of eshesav. But does that technically mean that the mitzvah even really is the matin? This I'll take a look at, go through it very carefully. Now the Imri Moshe, beautiful pieces, Nivamas, Simine. The Moshe points out the following. Doesn't it seem clear that in the technical sense, it's not the mitzvah of Yibam that's matin? There is no Isser of Eshesach B'Makom Zikah. Even if you wouldn't be fulfilling the mitzvah of Yidu, B'chi Haygavna, when a person dies without any children, there's no Isser of Eshesach. And that fact is true, even if there would be a Maisavia that would not result in the mitzvah of Yidu. Indicating that it's not the mitzvah of Yidu that's not here, but the nefilah of Yidu. The Zika is materis. And if the Zika is materis, can one really argue that, oh, that should be a source of an Esed HaChalos say that the mitzvah of Yibum is matir. The Zika, it's true that, you know, these things are related. The Zika is functional because of the parsha of Yibum. But there is a leap. There is a leap. We saw the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Let's assume the Yavam is a Katan. So Tosus pointed out, no, we saw the piece of Abuchan and Ayin Vav, no, Ish Ksiv B'Parsha. Ish Ksiv B'Parsha. A katan is incapable of Yibam, incapable of a Chalitza, incapable of. What happens if you have a case of a Yavam katan Shaba al Yavam Agdala? It's clear from that sugya, Yavam Askuf Yerale, there's no Isra Neshasach. There's no Isra Neshasach. This katan is incapable of Yibum. He is capable of a Maisaviyah, but Ish Ksiv B'Parsha. He is a katan, yeah, but she's a Gdola. If this would be Gili Arayas, if this would be Yibum, this would be an Eshes Ish. And you know what her excuse is? The kid was 10 years old, she would be killed. No? Good, he's not a Baron Shin, but it is a Maisaviyah. And yet it's Mefurish, it's Mefurish. That Mishnah Kuf Yud Aleph, Katan Shebal Yavam Agdala, Tigad Lenu. You know what it means? Things are not yet resolved. Because there was no mitzvah Yibum. So you know what? Wait. Wait till he becomes age. Wait till he becomes of age. And then you'll be Mekayim, the mitzvah Yibum. But Mefurish. There's no Isser V'Eshesach. There's no Isser V'Eshesach if the Yavam is a Katan who's incapable of the mitzvah. What's the answer? The Zika. She's Zekuka Liyavam. She can be Zekuka Liyavam if he's an infant. And certainly if he is 9, 10, 11 years old. Even though the mitzvah of Yibam is impossible. But there's no Isra of Eshesach. No? Tosus is bothered. We saw those already as well. The Sugin Aflam and Hemabes. The Sugin Aflam and Vavam and Aleph. What happens in a case where, you know what? Habal Yavimto? And the Nimtzei Smu'uberes. Wow. So that was pretty incredible. There was a Maisaviyah that occurred, and she is Emuberes. So what happens with that? Well, look, right here and now, in real time, everybody's shaking, She's Muberes. She probably is going to give birth to Ben Kayama, in which case, there's no Yibum, there's no Zika, there's Nisr Veshasach. You know what? That was Nisr Karis. What happens if, lo and behold, Mapeles, no? She miscarries, that means that there is no Nisr Veshasach. It means there's a Zika. She was no Fellas to Yibum. Okay, well, you know what? How about you already had Yibum? Oh, Reish Lakish says, no. Bias Muberes, Lav Shmabiyah. That's not called Yavam Yavaleh. Why is that true? Iglai Noslam Afreya Lormi. In real time, we don't know whether this is evil. You know what? If it turns out she miscarries, then yes, it turns out that there was a Zika. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Eina Chinami, that's right. Reish Lakish says, Iglai Noslam Afreya Lormi. Meaning that's not Yibum. There's no possibility of Yibum right now. You know what's difficult with that? What do you mean? The Mishnah says the following. Habal Yavimto. And Nimtzei Smuberes. And she has a Vlad who is a Ben Kayama. Guess what? Now there's a Chiyuv Karba. Because you violated this Rav Eshesach. B'meizid, not you didn't assume she was Smuberes. B'shoge, but you're Chayuv Karba. You're only chayav a carbon if she gives birth to a ben kayama. What do you mean? Even if she would be mapeles, but that maisavi was not evil. because he goy mal sofer lo amrina, and that means that there was a maisa bia shelo b'makom yibum. You know what the answer is? True, but there's no iser eishasach. There's no iser eishasach. So you know what Tosus writes? Tosus writes, wow. Oh, Tosus says, me did the havi akatan. Tosus says, well, maybe that's not shocking at all. That's exactly vamos kufyan aleph. Av yavam katan shabai yavimtom gedola. Just like in that case, there's no iser eishasach. There's no iser eishasach in a case of muberes. Even if you assume bias muberes is lav shlavi. Because it is not the bia that's matir. It's not the yivam which is matir. Wow. That's something which is stunning. The Zika is Materis. The Zika is Materis. Take a look at the Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, in Ochos Yibum. The Rambam writes the following. Kol Eitz Devimtu. A person goes out and does Chalitz. A person does Chalitz. You know, you did Chalitz, you're done. Right? Ashal Yivnez Beis Achi. Yivne? Why Yivne? Yivne? Ashal Obana. No. Oh. Wow. Once you go in and do chalitza, guess what? Yibum is no longer an option. Once you go ahead and do yibum, you're married. Once you do chalitza, you know, severance, okay, you know what, then yibum is no longer a possibility. No longer a possibility. Wow. So the Rambam writes the following, that you know what, a person goes ahead and is cholitz divimto, so guess what? She is forbidden, all the sorrows are forbidden, and that's true to him, and it's true to all the brothers as well. Kulan asuros. Once chalitz is done, you're done. You ready for this? The kulan asuros aleihen, the Rambam writes, you ready? Midivrei sof. That's Nisud Rambam. Similar to, Brahma writes, Kishnios. Just like you can have Yisuri Bia Drabana, ooh, Yivama Schap Aleph, you know what? That's like Shnios. What do you mean it's like Shnios? This is Eishes Af, where there's no Yibum. Kevan Shlobana Shlova Yibne. There is no Yibum Ma'achar Chalitza. The Rambam writes, the Chalitza, the Ere Ma'isabiyah, the Rambam writes, you know, you violated Nisid Rabbanah. Meaning you violated Nisid Rabbanah. There's no Yibum, that's clear. That's a Dinaraisa. Kevan Shlomo Shuvinim is there's no Mitzvah Yibum. If there's no Mitzvah Yibum, why? You know what the Rambam writes? No, this is only Nisid Rabbanah. Why? Because Me'achar Shemeis Ochei B'lo Vlad. Because since this guy died without any children, you ready? Nistalek Yisr Erva. There is no Isra of Eishasach. There is no Isra of Eishasach. And if there's no Isra of Eishasach, guess what? There's no Isra of Eishasach. And if you go ahead and do Chalitza, there's still no Isra of Eishasach, even though you will never be able to fulfill the Mitzvah of Yevon. Kevan Shlavana Shlo Yivne. There's no possibility of Yevon, but there's no Isra of Eishasach fell off already. Isra of Eishasach now is Chozer Vinir. Because you did Chalitza. That's absolutely not. And then the Rambam writes a stunning punchline. And let's say these two people get married. And guess what the Rambam writes? There's Tfisas Kedushin. Because let's say you marry one of the Shnios Larayos. There's Tfisas Kedushin. When there's Tfisas Kedushin, this is the person's sister-in-law, Shlomo Malkom Yibum. You know what the answer is? A, the Zika's Materes, and B, this Rabbi Shach is not going to be chos of an heir, even if Yibum was no longer possible. Wow. That's something which is pretty stunning. You ask the Rambam, where did you get all this from? Now the Rambam will tell you, need the mitzvah Yibum to be matir. What about Muberis? What about Ketana? The Zika's Materis. And you know what? That heter remains even la'achar chalitza. We don't assume that once Chalitz is done, there's no longer a Zika, now this Rav Eishasach all of a sudden sticks its head up. Nope. This Rav Eishasach is considered Tipaka. And then there's an amazing Chiddush of the Rosh. It's a complicated sugya we'll have to see. The Rosh, but the Mem Aleph, the Gemara has the following case. Let's assume you have a case of typical instance
where a man dies, and you know what? Yibum, yibum. That's what we call a yibum, a shuvutra. You know? Dies, yibum, mitzvah rabbi, heter gamma. All of a sudden, something unusual happens, no? You have, for example, a case of a shomeres yavam, shekidesh aviv esachos. Kidesh aviv esachos. Wow. All of a sudden, you know, a man dies, and there is a brother or brothers, okay, yibum chalitza, and a brother goes ahead and marries Erisin, not Yisun, marries Erisin, Kidesh, right? Her sister. Her sister, right now. What do you mean, right now? Who's his wife? His wife is Achos Zekukasa. His wife is the sister of this woman who he has a relationship of Zika. Wow. B'shas Nefila, there was a regular Zika. All of a sudden, that Zika was disrupted because this guy went ahead and married her sister. Guess what? The bride dies. Oh, see what Rav says? That's called a Yavamish Shehutra, Vinesra, V'chazra V'chutra. No? You had a case, stage one, full Zika Yivam Chalitza. It was disrupted because he went ahead and married her sister. And guess what? That impediment, that disruption, Achus Zekukaso, is no longer. The bride dies. Rav says, you know what? That's Yivam Shehutra, Vinesra, V'chutra. And you know what Rav says the lach is? Whoa! Taksu Lahater Harishon. We're back to step one. Whoa. If at the time that the brother died, our brother was married to the sister, that's our mission, no? Two brothers married to sisters, we're done. Here, at the time, there was a Zika. The Zika was impaired temporarily. You know what? Chazul Haterusha. Chazru leheter harish. What exactly does that mean? Chazat harish. You know what Rover Shulman assumed? Just ignore step two. Step one, there's a mitzvah yibum chalitza. Step two, kidesh achir esachosa. Okay. Oh, now that she dies, you know what? That is no longer a monea, it's no longer an impediment. We're back to step one. What does back to step one mean? Taksa terarishon, the terarishon. A mitzvah vim machalitza. What? Okay. This is the whole thing never happened. It was temporarily married and she died. So we're back to step one. Taksa terarishon. Maybe one could argue, you know, leheterarishon. What do you mean leheter? Okay. It was aser. Now it's mutter. It's even more than mutter, no? It was aser. Now there's a mitzvah of Yimah Chalitza. Step two, aser. Bride dies. You know what? Chazru le mitzvah si le terer rishon. Okay. So, incredible Rashba, take a look. You know? No. That's so meduyah. Taksu le terer rishon. The Terish. Step two, you went ahead and married her sister. Guess what? There's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. Done. There's no Yib, no Chalitza. You're married to the sister of the Yavama. There's no Yibum. All of a sudden she dies. She dies. You know what? Well, if she dies, there's no longer any problem of like an achos isha. So tafsa seres yishon means he is allowed to marry this woman. He's allowed to marry this woman. Yibum. There's no yibum. The yibum came to an end. This guy went ahead and married the sister of the yavama. We're done. There is no yibum chalitza. If his wife will die, the mitzvah of chalitza does not resurface. It's not chozer v'neir. But he's allowed to marry her. How in the world is he allowed to marry her? This is what Eishasach Shlomo Malkom Mitzvah. You know what the answer is? No, there's no Isser of Eishasach because Eishasach was paka the moment that the brother died. What do you mean there was a problem of Achos Isha? This is Kukasa. That's no longer because the bride died. There's no problem of Achos Isha. There was a problem of Eishasach. Mutter, Yibum? Of course not Yibum. If Yibum is interrupted, we know about Beis. Yibum was interrupted. There's no Yibum, but there's no Isra of Eishasach. That's incredible that she's the Rosh Hashanah. Rov Rishonim assume, it means that the problem is resolved. We're back to step one, where there's a mitzvah of Yibum Chalitza. And if this would be the only brother, that would be an Isra of Yibam Lashuk. She would not allow to be married until Yibum Chalitza is done. The Rosh writes, this is the only brother. She is free to marry. She is free to go ahead and to marry. Now, the bride dies. She can even marry him. But there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, but there's no Isra of Eishasach. How do you understand all that? No, such a chiddush. How do you understand it? You know what the answer is? The Zika is Materis. And if the Zika is Materis, guess what? The Isser is not Chos of an Eir. If the Zika is Matvish Eishasach, we're done. That's very, very heavy. If that really is true, you have to realize that the suggestion that Yibum should be a source of Esed Ophelosese is assuming an incredible chiddush. Even though technically speaking, it's not the Yibum that's mati, you don't need the mitzvah of Yibum to uproot the Esed Ophelosese. No? But the Rambam writes, Ophelosese, or the case of Muberes, or the case of Akata, or the Rashba's case here of Akusukasa Bezika. No? The Zika is indeed mati. You ask me in the broader strokes, does this have anything to do with the mitzvah of Yibum? Yeah, I'll probably tell you. You know why Zika is matir? Because it sets the stage, the purpose of Yibum. But no doubt that's a far cry from a typical essay of Chalosa say, where it is the mitzvah which is materis. So one could argue that Yibum, of course, is not going to serve as a model for an essay of Chalosa say, either because it's a W.L. Son of the Club, or one could argue because it's Hutra, and Hutra cannot serve as a basis of an Esed Ochalos Haseh. Well. Or one could argue that it's not even the Mitzvah, which is Materis. The Zika is Materis, therefore, this would not be a candidate at all. I would make the following Ma'ara. The Gemara does suggest before Shemun Beis that Tamid should be a source of an Esed Ochalos Haseh. And the Gemara has to be Doch, and now the Tamid Shekin Tadir. And it's Mefurish, the Gemara Yuman, that men love Mabeis, the Tamid is Hutra. Tamid is not the Kuya. Tamid is Hutra. So it is interesting, the Shakulataria of the Gemara is willing to glean from a case of Hutra in order to resolve our principle. Right? But these are the possibilities that one has in Mish. Okay. We'll pick up next time just simply with the reasonings of Esed Ophelosesei. Right, take a look at the Sefer Chinuch, Tavkut Pei Dalet. Take a look at the Ramban al HaTorah, Zohar v'Shamor, Atshuvas Harik, now Shorish Kuf Lametes. A beautiful, lengthy discussion, Harik, what exactly is the mechanism of cases of Esed Ophelosesei? Because Rabbi Nissim seems to suggest that Esed Ophelosesei is built in. You know what the color of Esed Ophelosesei means? You know what? The Makom Essay, the law was not formulated. There's no Isra of Shatnas from Makom Tzitzis. Whoa, built in. And the Marek writes, doesn't think that that's right. Kasha after Kasha, to argue that this construct of the Ramban should be the understanding of Essay of Philosophy of Holotov. That's not up to see, and then we'll see the decision.